popping the hell out of that popcorn. Gina, don't forget the hot sauce, baby.
Martin, hot sauce on popcorn? Ugh.
That's right, Gina. Brothers put hot sauce on everything. Shoot, pizza, salads. Shoot, girl, I put hot sauce on you if you let me. Sabe, sabe, sabe.
You know what? Yeah. I don't need any hot sauce because my husband heats me up enough, Ellen. Yeah.
You know that's right, girl. And you know that's right. All right. Baby?
Yeah.
Why the hell are we eating popcorn out of skillet?
Because, Martin, the sink is full of some crusty, dusty dishes that you said that you were going to wash.
Right. I did say that, right?
Yes.
Well, don't worry. I'll bust the suds right after this movie goes on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you watching?
Roots. Should be off in about 3 weeks, baby.
Martin, don't even try it. You are washing those dishes tonight, man.
Baby, come on.
So just turn on a movie so I can watch it, too.
All right, baby. Well, look. All right, I would if I could find the daggone remote, Gina. I don't know where it is.
Martin, we have got to do something about this messy apartment.
Yeah, you're damn right. We got to do something about this. You know why?
Why?
Because just last night, I saw a plate jump in the sink and rinse itself off, baby. The plate was all up in here.
What's up? What's up?
Another bed, Gina. Ain't gonna be no more housework for us, baby. I came up with the bomb idea, Gina.
Baby, I bet mine is better. Hold that thought. Look, I made us a cleanup chart. Just check the day and it tells you what to do.
Gina, I ain't trying to see no chart. Baby, I ain't doing jack. Girl, I've been working hard all day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know I've been saving all my extra energy for you, girl.
Yeah, well, we have been a little busy being newlyweds. We haven't had much time for housework.
Right. Well, don't worry, baby. I came up with a way to handle it. A way that it won't cost us a dime, Gina.
That sounds good to me.
Cool, then I'll get Mama on the phone right now. Let her know.
Hey! Oh, no, no! No, Martin! You know that woman can't stand me.
Oh, Gina, that's not true. Baby, you family now. Mama loves you. She just don't like you.
No, Martin, I'm sorry. It's not going down like that. You could forget that.
Gina, baby, we gotta do something.
All right, I got an idea. What about a housekeeper? I know we could get somebody for about $30, $40 a week.
Cool. Well, that's cool. Because you know that plate that jumped in the sink last night?
Yeah.
I just saw it running to the bathroom.
Whoa, man, your apartments look like a whole new place.
Word.
I didn't know y'all moved.
Well, me and Gina needed a little help around here cleaning, so we hired ourselves a housekeeper.
Oh, okay. Got yourself some old lady to help you clean up the joint, huh?
You know, something like that. Ebony, can I see you for a minute, babe?
Yes, Mr. Payne?
Oh, my damn.
Before you leave, can you clean up on the top of the refrigerator?
I was just about to do that.
Appreciate it.
Where'd you find her?
I called up the PYT housekeeping service and they sent her right over.
Yeah, where'd she find her? Lord, I wish she had a sister! You know what I mean?
Damn. What? Is that easy? Excuse me.
Lord, I wish I had $1 million!
And Cole, Tommy, I'd like you to meet Ebony and Essence.
Well, how you doing, Ebony? How you doing, Essence? All right. What's your brother's name is?
Jet.
Hey, come on now. Ebony Essence Jet. I'm gonna be standing right over here. Hello, ladies.
Hi, I'm Thomas. And I'm a Virgo. I'm 6'4". Just so happens that I'm jobless, Tommy. Tell me what the truth is. You're jobless.
Hey, Tommy, check this out.
What?
Oops! I've made a mess! Oh my! Oh my!
Ladies, he's not a part of this house. Don't y'all have something y'all can clean in the bedroom?
Right away, Mr. Payne. That goes double for me, Mr. Payne.
Right on.
Yeah. Damn, she look like a fine set of bookends, boy.
Woo! Man, I don't care how they look. As long as they get the job done, that's all I care, man.
Yeah, he got a point there. But it don't hurt that they find out!
Great job!
Well, we're all done, Mr. Payne.
Too bad they can't stay.
Oh, Gina, why not? We had so much housework to do, baby, I had to hide, too.
Martin, you've had your fun, but those two, they gotta run. Tommy, Cole, show's over, let's go.
Oh, Gina, baby, why you wanna be like that, Gina? You said it yourself, baby, they can clean.
Oh, yeah, they can clean. They just can't clean here.
Okay, all right, look, we can compromise this, okay? All right, let's keep one.
Martin, hold your breath, sister. We know the routine. This happens all the time. The men hire us, then the women fire us.
Look here, lady. You know, it just so happens I got a house need a little cleaning.
Right. He ain't got no job. Look here. Me and Mom's, right, we get paid twice a month. Once on the 1st and again on the 15th. You know what I mean?
No, about that job, I really do have employment.
I know what you're thinking, baby. I didn't notice how fly they were.
I see what's happening. I have to do this. I'm going to hire the housekeeper, Martin.
Miss Payne.
Yeah.
At that vacuum, is there anything else you might need?
No. Apollo, thank you. That'll be fine.
No, wait. There is one thing you could do for me, though.
What's that?
Can you do that funny little thing with your chest again?
What, this?
Look at Gina.
Keep it going. Pam, I don't think that's part of the man's job description. Can you let him finish vacuuming, please?
Well, can't I just what have a little pleasure? Goodness. You know what, Apollo? You are so strong.
Gina? Baby, what the hell is going on up in here?
Martin, I want you to meet our new housekeeper. This is Apollo.
Good evening. Can I get your slippers, sir?
No, but you can get the hell out. And you can give your little brother back his shirt.
Martin, get over here. Get over here.
Is there a problem, people?
Now, Martin, I know you don't have a problem with the cleaning around here because the place is spotless, just like when the twins did it.
And, baby, you had a problem with the twins, And I got a problem with big-ass Benson.
Excuse me, little brother. My name ain't Benson. My name is Apollo.
Well, why don't you make like your name is water and get to running, huh?
Oh, Apollo, please, don't pay him any mind. He's just jealous because one of your arms weighs more than his tiny little body.
Yeah, well, since you like him so much, why don't you let him clean out your cage?
That's not a bad idea because my apartment needs a little cleaning anyway.
I like that.
All right, Martin, look, fine. We both agree that we need a housekeeper,
yeah,
right? Okay,
yeah.
Well, why don't we just call an agency?
I'm with that, okay?
Excuse me. Since me and Apollo are gonna be back in my apartment, you know, doing some work, I was wondering if I could borrow your mop and your handcuffs. Oh, baby, could you get that?
Gina, we done seen half the housekeepers in Detroit. Mm. Baby, just tell them we ain't hiring them.
All right.
Okay.
I'm coming.
Hi. My sweet babies. I'm Miss Minnie. I understand you're looking for a housekeeper.
Well, I think you're looking for apartment 227.
Now, I don't work there no more.
Oh, yeah, the Jeffersons. I'm sorry, they're not here. They moved on up.
No, sweetheart, I'm looking for the Paines.
Oh, well, that's us. We were looking for housekeepers, but we changed our mind.
Yes, thank you very much. Good
morning. Now, that's too bad. Because I would have loved working for such a fine couple. My, 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 you handsome. Yeah. You ain't in the movies, are you?
No, I'm not in the movies.
You ought to be.
You know, a lot of people tell me that. You got good taste and all, but let me ask you, do you have any experience?
Experience? Yeah. Child, I raised 3 babies. I wash windows, I do dishes, and I scrub toilets like you wouldn't believe.
You're hired.
There's just one little thing. I need y'all to sign this paper for the agency.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I need a key, and I'll see y'all in the morning.
Okay, well, here's a key.
You are.
And here's your paper. Thank you.
So delightful.
Y'all are so sweet.
And you give out sugar too. Oh, this is gonna be beautiful.
I'll see y'all first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Oh,
I am so happy we finally found somebody to help us out around here.
That's right, Gina. Baby, we ain't gonna have to do no more housework. And we can stay in bed all day long if we want to.
Come on, lazy girl! It's 5:30 in the morning and y'all in my way. Now, I'm already way behind schedule, so come on now, get up.
What the hell? I mean, Miss Minnie, are you out your mind?
You watch your mouth, young man. You paid me to do a job. And like the contract says, for the next 3 months, I'm gonna do that job. So get your lazy butts up.
3 months? Martin, what are we doing?
I don't know, Gina. You the one who signed a contract college graduate. Good morning, Miss Minnie.
Morning? It's almost 8 o'clock. Thought y'all was never gonna get up. Now, I made some breakfast for you and your pretty wife, so eat it, enjoy it, and get out.
You ain't got to be so pushy. Can I at least get a drink of water first?
There's a glass of juice on the table. You're not dirtying up my glasses, so if you want some water, duck your head under the faucet.
All right, Miss Minnie. Well, look, have you seen my autographed Pistons jersey? I want to have it framed.
You talking about that dirty shirt with the basketball and all that writing on it?
What you mean, dirty?
Oh, don't worry, child. It's not dirty no more. I cleaned it up. I got all that nasty ink off of there.
No.
The nerve of those children putting that graffiti on your shirt.
No. I know damn well you didn't wash my autographed Grand Hill. Oh!
Dead. Don't know Grant Hill live here. And you watch your mouth, because not only do I wash dirty windows, I wash dirty mouths, too. Don't you test me.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetie.
What is wrong with you?
Baby, look what she did to my autographed Grant Hill jersey, Gina. Ooh. Baby, who is this supposed to fit, our little son?
Baby, she just probably made an honest mistake, honey. She's just trying to do a job.
Gina, something is up with Miss Minnie. I don't know about her. I'm telling you,
hey,
Gina.
You're overreacting, Martin. Look, she did a great job with my blouse. No! Not my daughter Karen, Martin. My daughter Karen blouse.
Well, baby, she probably thought it was Pam and had it branded. That's the only thing I could
That is not funny, Martin.
Okay, you know, you're right. You're right. Look, we just gonna have to put our foot down with Miss Minnie. Let her know this is our house. We run this.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, babies. Did y'all eat that healthy breakfast that I made for you?
No, Miss Minnie, me and Martin were thinking about going out for breakfast to IHOP.
Y'all better hop your butts over to that table and eat that breakfast I fixed for you. You know, stewed prunes and okra will keep you on the regular.
Oh. Oh. Miss Minnie? Stewed, yeah, and it'll keep incense burning on a regular, too. Look, Miss Minnie, we gotta talk, okay?
Yeah, Miss Minnie, look. We think that you're taking your job a little bit too seriously.
What you mean, sugar?
Well, what we're saying is we hired you to clean our house, not feed us prunes and jack up our clothes and wake us up at the crack of dawn, Miss Minnie.
That's what I get for trying to do a good job.
No, Miss Minnie, don't you
care. She just broke out crying.
I only had 3 more months to go to pay for my gallstone operation.
No, Miss Minnie, don't cry. We're not saying that you're fired.
Yeah, we just saying you ain't got to come back no more. I mean, you ain't got to come back no more until you're finished in the bedroom.
Right.
Something like
that. Oh, y'all so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
You the sweet one.
Y'all some precious babies.
Oh,
Miss Minnie. I guess we just gotta get used to her. She is really a sweet, sweet woman.
Who the hell left the top off the toothpaste?
Gina? Boo, I'm home.
What are you doing? You know you just can't throw your bag on the couch like that. You know Miss Minnie don't play that. You know that.
Hey, Gina, this is my couch in my living room, and I do what I damn well please. She ain't here, she...
No, she not. She went down to the laundromat, but she'll be back up here in a minute.
Well, baby, what's up with the plastic bags on your feet?
Mom, she told me if I scuffed up her floors or if I left any fingerprints, it was my ass.
All right, baby, look, she just tripping, okay?
Yeah.
Now, look, let's just relax, eat some dinner in our nice, clean house, okay, baby? Now, what you cook?
Nothing. I ain't going in there touching anything in that kitchen. You gonna do it?
I tell you what I'm gonna do, Gina. If we wanna eat in our kitchen, in our house, then I'm gonna take my wife down to Nipsey's.
Okay.
Come on, baby. Let's get on out of here before she get back. Let's roll. Come on. Hey, what's going on, yo? What's the matter with y'all? Y'all seem a little down.
It's our housekeeper, man. She's wearing us out.
Why? Isn't she cleaning?
Cleaning isn't the problem, Pam. Check this out. You know what she did? She put an iron to my Donna Karen girl. My blouse.
No, not Donna.
Sound like y'all got the housekeeper from hell.
She ain't no housekeeper, man. She's a warden. One minute she nice and sweet as hell. And she just be straight up bugging.
Shoot, y'all better hide the hammers and watch your ankles, man. In case you start flipping like Baby in Misery.
Don't say that.
Martin Payne, are you out your mind?
Hey, we chillin', Miss Minnie. What you want?
I tell you what I don't want. I don't want your funky shoes in the middle of my clean living room.
You came all the way down here just to tell us that?
I sure did. Because if I let you get away with this, you'll be plucking my nerves every chance you get. And ultimately, we'll have a bad relationship. You get my drift? Work it out.
Oh, snap! Miss Minnie ain't no joke.
Well, let's see if she's telling jokes in the unemployment line. Okay. I'm gonna handle my business. What the? Oh, damn, Gina! She done ziplocked our whole apartment, baby!
Babies.
Miss Minnie, what's up with all the plastic? You trying to smother our furniture?
Well, since y'all insist on sitting on it and letting every Tom, Dick, and Harry sit on it, that's the only way I can keep it clean when I'm gone.
Look, Miss Minnie, we have something we have to tell you.
Yeah.
Martin, tell her what's on your mind, baby.
Look, all right, Miss Minnie,
Let me tell you what happened today. Some old woman come by here with the hardest butt biscuits I ever tasted. Almost chipped Miss Minnie's tooth.
Whoa, not my mama biscuits.
Where my mama biscuits, Miss Minnie?
In the trash can where they belong.
Oh, you in trouble?
Well, Miss Minnie didn't want her babies cracking their teeth. Now brace yourself, because I got something I've been trying to tell you all day.
Yeah? Well, say what you got to say, Miss Minnie, because I got something I want to get off my chest, too.
Well, I'm sorry to tell y'all this, but I'm leaving. This is Miss Minnie's last day.
What?
Wait a minute, you can't quit. I was about to fire you.
You're so funny. But I'm serious, children. Miss Minnie done hit the lottery, and I ain't cleaning up for nobody no more.
That's great! Congratulations, now you can get your gallstones fixed and everything.
But before I go, I got a little something for you. Miss Minnie been blessed, and I believe in passing the blessing on.
Oh, Miss Minnie, look.
Oh, Miss Minnie, you know you just gonna give us some money after all you done worked with us and everything? $5.
Oops, Miss Minnie made a little boo-boo.
Oh, I thought it was $5.
Right. We thought you was just gonna give us $5.
Here you go, sweetie.
Thank you. Oh.
Now, y'all take care of yourself. Bye-bye, babies. Bye-bye. So precious.
Hey, is she something?
She is something
is
else.
Is she something?
I can't believe we were going to
I'm going to tell you, Miss Minnie is all right with me.
Yeah.
Plus, she going to leave us a little money, a little change. Baby, she left us a check.
Oh,
oh Gina. For $1? No, hell no, Gina.
Baby.
Miss Minnie going to pay me for my Grand Hill jersey. Damn.